This is Rick.
Rick, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I live over in Tawnytown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a fella that bought that mink coat y'all had about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and we got a problem with that thing. I bought it for my wife, Sharon Jean, and she wore it to church last Sunday. And about 2 hours after that, she started itching real bad. And we took that coat down there, and they looked at it, and they had a bunch of head lice in it. That whole thing was infected with lice.
Okay.
I just want to know what in the hell y'all going to do about it.
Well, did you not try to do any treatment on it to get rid of them?
Well, we had to dry clean her to get rid of them, and we got doctor bills. We had to take her to a skin man over in Springdale. Now, we got dry cleaning bills, and we got doctor bills. We got about $290 worth of bills to get took care of over this mink coat that we bought. And I just wonder if I could come by there today and get a check for that.
No, sir.
Well, you ever had a nice whooping?
Pardon me?
You ever had a nice whooping?
I've had it happen to me before.
Well, I guarantee you it's getting ready to happen again, because you know what happened after that? Then my wife was talking to the preacher's wife, and she's admiring that coat. Before we knew it had head lice on it, she let that preacher's wife try it on, and now we got to call her and tell her that she's going to have to be treated for head lice, too. So we got a damned embarrassing situation on our hands down here. And I ain't too happy about it right now, because I spent a bunch of money on that coat, and now I got $290 worth of bills to get took care of. So are you going to be there all day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I come back, you just make that check out to Roy D. Mercer. That's M-A-R-C.
Well, I'm not making out a check, sir.
Well, then you just get ready for an ass whooping.
Well, then, what time you be here, and I'll have the police here when you get here.
No, there ain't going to be no police involved. I'll tell them that you sold me a goddamn mink coat with head lice in it. How'd you like that to happen? How'd you like for my wife to wear a sign and on her one of them sandwich boards and walk in front of your store and said they've sold me a mink coat with head lice on it? I guarantee you, you're going to get me a check for $290 or I'm whooping your ass.
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, you're not what?
I'm not going to give you a check for $290.
How big an old boy are you?
It don't really matter.
Well, it does, too. Want to know how long it's going to take me to do it when I get there?
Yeah.
You don't?
I don't make any warranties, any implied or anything else.
Well, by God, we went in there on good faith and bought that mink coat, and the old gal that was there that we bought it from said that it was a good coat and it was a good quality.
Well, is it not a good quality?
Well, by God, it had lice in her. It damn near chewed her up. She got whelps and bumps all over her down there. We had to go buy about $20 worth of camphophonique to take care of some of the bites she had. Special shampoo and one of them fine-tooth combs down there. Had to go to that pharmacy.
Do you want your money back on the jacket?
No, I want $290 that it took me to get her cleaned up.
I don't imply or express any type of warranty other than the fact that it to be what we said it was.
Well, it's going to be an ass-whooping then.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, she's all chewed up. She can't go nowhere, and she's going to have to pick up the phone and call the goddamn preacher's wife. Why don't you call her? I tell you what, that'd be a good idea. Why don't you call the preacher's wife and tell her you sold my wife a coat with head lice in it? And if she tried it on, she better get to the doctor.
Sir, that coat was in this building for 4 or 5 months before it ever was even put out, and it was set out here on this shelf for another two months.
Well, you better have your employees treated for head lice down there, dude.
No one else has had a thing happen to them.
Well, she put it on, hadn't been had it on more than 2 or 3 hours, and she had head lice from it. Then it's going to be an ass whooping, I guarantee you, because ain't nobody down there. Yeah. Sell me a coat with head lice in her and ain't going to back it up. Don't you back up what you sell?
I tell you what, you do whatever you think you got to do.
Don't you back up what you sell down there?
I can't guarantee that you didn't take it home and get something done to it.
Now, so you saying my wife had head lice to begin with? You call her an unclean woman? Well, I tell you what, that's just another reason I'm coming down there to whoop your ass.
Do whatever you think you got to do.
Well, like I think I'm going to bring them down there today. You going to be there all day long?
I'm here all day long.
You got good insurance down there? You got somebody to stand by with some bandages when it gets ready? Because I got about a 55-gallon drum of wolf ass I'm going to bring down there and pour on you.
Well, whatever you think you got to do.
Well, I tell you what, I was going to stop and ask directions. You think maybe Mr. Ellington can show me how to get there?
I don't know whether he's even in town or not.
Is that right? Well, he's the one that told me who you was down there.
I haven't seen him in years.
Is that right? Well, he said
it's been over a year ago since I saw him.
Is that right? Well, maybe he needs an ass whooping, too.
Okay.
Rick,
Yeah.
And this is Phil and Brent from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Who is this?
Was that a laugh of relief?
Well, I was ready. I mean, I do have a loaded firearm if that's necessary.
I figured somebody down there at the pawn shop might have a weapon or two on hand. Listen, your buddy called up and he said that you've been having some problems with some merchandise at your pawn shop.
Oh, I knew somebody'd set me up. Where's he at?
He's here in town.
He's hiding from you right now.
That's exactly
he
right.
Be.
What he's doing is infecting mink coats around Green Country with head lice.
Wow.
You got one of the best laughs I think I've ever heard.
I've had practice.
Well, I guess so. And you're from Arkansas, too.
Yeah.
Is that the same laugh you use when you see your sister naked?